Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM podcast network. This episode is sponsored by the Yoga Box OKC, located in 50 Penn Place. It's no secret I am a fan of yoga, and this is my favorite studio. When you go there, you're going to be challenged. It's just a very nice environment. The teachers and the staff, they really care about you and want to know how you're progressing. And it's just a really great place. So Yoga Box OKC, look it up. Gonna be recording with my friend Seth. This was a really fun episode. Very silly, not too official. So we had a lot of fun recording this episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. If you can, throw me a review on iTunes because it really helps push the podcast up. And if you like it, tell me, and we can do more episodes. So without further ado, this is episode with Seth, and I hope you guys like it. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Hello.
Hey, everyone. My new best friend, Seth, is here.
Best friend.
And we are going to talk about all sorts of stuff.
So many things.
Seth and I met at my holiday job.
My holiday job as well.
We did a holiday stint at Lush.
It was incredible.
And we'll get into the ups, the downs,
The tea, the shade. All of it.
From Lush Penn Square.
Hell yeah.
But first, how's your day today? What did you do?
Well, listen, I work at the Loaded Bowl.
Yes,
he also. A vegan restaurant downtown. Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Yes. Are you vegan?
No. Okay. But they pay me money and I like that. So. Yeah. But I worked there this morning doing a little floating and dishing.
Okay.
And it was crazy.
Really?
It was just steady all day. Like, literally from 11 to 2, there's always a line. It was dumb.
Awesome.
I mean, it was cool.
Yeah.
But dumb.
Yeah. You're like, I want you to be
not.
But people go to the farmer's market, right?
Right.
And then Urban Agrarian. Yeah.
The axe throwing place.
That's where that is?
Yeah. It's like right down there.
Have you been axe throwing?
No. I'm not that masculine.
We thought about doing it in my like 9 to 5. Like, as a corporate team building, and then we're like, too much risk involved here.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's like that, and like escape rooms are like the corporate team building, and it's like, so I'm over it.
Yeah, for sure. Although I am so good at escape rooms.
You are?
Yeah, I'm clever as hell.
How many escape rooms have you gotten out of?
Like two, but. Listen, I don't invest that much in escape rooms, but I'm good at riddles.
Which one? Oh, you are.
Yeah, I love riddles.
Okay. Do you make up riddles?
No.
Okay, you just solve riddles.
Solve only.
Do you like to play games? I'm not a game person.
Yes. Okay. But I like don't. But I like it when
You're
I
like,
do.
I'm good at it.
Yeah, but
I
don't do it
like
that
to
often because my friends don't like it that much.
Oh, okay.
So, but I like Settlers of Catan. And
yeah, I haven't ever played that.
It's so fun. It's so nerdy. First time I played it, someone got a fork thrown at their face. So, it was crazy.
That sounds like a crazy time. So, you worked at the Loaded Bowl, and it was busy.
Oh, I was late.
Oh.
I, like, woke up, and I was like, oh, God, I'm late. But it was fine.
Okay. We're all good here. Yes, yes. What's your favorite?
She still looks good. Do you see me?
I've seen you.
Do you see this coif
in
my
hair?
Yes, he
has a new haircut since I saw him last, which was like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And it looks really good. We had like an all-employee meeting, but it was like our last day.
It was so dumb.
It was so dumb.
Why did we go?
And then like they were supposed to, this is a tea on Lush, they were supposed to train us on the skincare, and then they didn't have any of the skincare there. But I do have to say, I went back before my discount ended and bought some skincare.
Nice.
And I like the Jade Roller.
Yes.
And the Tea Tree Water, which is not a part of the new line.
Right.
And then the Full of Grace.
a light touch facial serum. I've been using that at night, and it's really nice.
It's showing.
Is it? Does my skin look good? if you need Lush product recommendations.
Yeah. Hit us up. Hit me up on Instagram. Follow me. Seth Shep with 3 P's. Okay. Shameless. You can see my Lush hauls on there. It's incredible.
He's a good Instagrammer. One thing that I guess I got from Lush was that I started following all of the Instagram accounts of like the soap cutting.
Yes.
Oh my God.
It's so satisfying.
It's so satisfying.
The ones where they crush them. Okay. The little curls.
That's like really big in Russia for some reason. Because I follow a bunch of Russian accounts that do that.
Very nice.
And I'm like, how do they get the soap like that?
I don't know.
So basically what it looks like, and you guys can look on Instagram like while you're listening to this. But basically what it looks like is just like a circle, like a sphere type.
Like a cylinder.
Yeah.
Like a cylinder of soap all curled up.
Yes.
And they get a bunch of them. And then they just crush
them. They just crush it all.
Yeah. It's like kind of like crushing chips, except not nasty. Like your hands wouldn't.
Because your hands are like soap. You have soap on your hands. Those are
the ones where they dice them up.
Oh my God. Yeah. So then they take a bar of soap and then they dice it up really, really small. Uh-huh. And then they get the knife behind like the diced pieces and just like bring it down and just like all falls out. And the sound is so satisfying.
Yeah, it's really great. I love it.
That's what I got out of. And I also like when they cut bubble bars
because
it's like nice.
Yes.
There is an influencer and shout out to him. His name on Instagram is Lush Lord.
Okay.
Have you met him?
No.
He's like...
Is he from OKC?
Yes. He goes to the Penn Square Lush all the time.
Well, maybe I do. I know everyone important. Oh. So. Lush Lord.
Lush Lord. And he tags the Penn Square Mall location all the time. And so one time I like sent him a message or something and he was like, I think you're the only one that checks the Penn Square Mall tag location.
Who are you? Oh
my 17,000 followers.
That could have been me.
I know.
I started a Lush page a while ago.
What is it?
Oh, she's gone. But I did post a bath bomb picture on Tumblr that got like 700 likes and reblogs back in the day.
I haven't been on Tumblr in years.
Yeah, me neither. It's dead now, though.
It is?
So, yeah.
Why? Because of the porn?
Yeah. Okay. They got rid of all porn on Tumblr, so it died. Not that I was taking part. Sharon, if you're listening, that's my mother.
Oh, hi, Sharon.
No porn.
No porn. Okay. Yeah, I'm not on Tumblr anymore. Okay, so where were we at? We got to start in the segments. Yeah. I'm like, this is my second episode today. I'm just trying to like throw myself back into it. Sure. Let's start with Eat of the Week. So this is any restaurant or food or anything that you have been loving lately. Tell me about it.
Okay, so I have two.
Okay.
The first one is Lee's sandwiches.
Oh my God. We went to Lee's last weekend.
Oh my God. I love Lee's.
Let us talk about
it. You can literally get so much food there for like $0.
We got so much food for $20.
Yeah. I got the number 11 combination on the baguette. It's really good.
What kind of meat?
I think it's like pork and something.
Okay.
Delish.
Yeah.
Little daikon, little jalapeno. Mm-hmm. So good. Then they have these little sesame ball things.
Okay, I've seen those.
I love them.
Yeah.
Always get a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
They have like ham and cheese croissants for like $1.50.
Right.
Why not?
Yeah.
Crab rangoons.
You could just.
Three for $1.50.
I got some of them. I didn't see the crab rangoons when I went.
Passion fruit tea is basically just sugar and passion fruit. Delish.
Yeah.
All for like $10.
Yes. So we went and Mike, my boyfriend, was like, We need to go to Lee's. And then Sunday morning, I was like, I don't really want to get out of the house. Like, I have something later. And he was like, threw a fit, basically. And I was like, I didn't know you were so invested in going to Lee's. So I was like, okay. So we get there and it's packed.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
The parking lot was like crazy.
People love those baguettes.
Came in and there was a line out the door. Mm-hmm. So he got a he said white person sandwich. So it was like
the European sandwiches.
Yeah, the European sandwiches. On the croissant. Like, your white privilege is showing.
Oh my God. I literally went in the other day because I go a lot. Yeah. I went in and I was like, oh, there's so many white people in here. I was like, damn it, I'm part of the problem.
Damn it, I'm white too. Shit. I got the veggie.
Veggie
sandwich. Because my friend Sarah was like, that's what she's been eating. So I got that. Delicious.
Yeah, it's good.
We got the Lucky Fish, which are these little fish things that are Lucky. Like Twinkies.
Okay.
They're like the consistency of Twinkie, okay. And they have a little bit of cream inside of them. They're six to a package. It's like a dollar.
Would you get it again?
Yes. Yeah. We got a white chocolate croissant.
Okay.
Great. We got a bun bao. We got two baguettes. And I got an iced coffee. And then after...
Oh, my God. Their coffee... Oh my God. I'm sure it's just like sweetened condensed milk and coffee.
It is condensed milk.
Will not do that on my own. I'm only getting it from Lee's.
Yeah. And it was like $20.
Yeah.
It was so
incredible.
Much food.
It's incredible.
It was really good. And it was like coming off the heels of like the Danny Bowen pop up, mm-hmm. which like I feel like the elite food hipsters of Oklahoma City, like, and I almost went. I just was like doing something else that was more important. I was like, okay, I'm not going to go. But everybody went and got the vegan Chinese food that was like super spicy with the Sichuan peppers and all that kind of stuff. So that was the weekend after, and there was still like a ton of people there.
Yes, it's so good. That, okay. And then I also am obsessed with, it's been talked about on here before, and I think you still haven't tried it, Paddy Wagon. Oh my God. Their specials are incredible. First of all, their burgers are on like a brioche bun.
So it's like sweet?
Kind of sweet.
Okay.
But not too much. Their Christmas special they had, it had a patty.
What restaurants have a Christmas special?
Okay.
Right. Yeah, none of them.
Exactly. A patty. Then it had ham.
Okay.
It had like a cranberry sauce jam dressing, pineapple. It was like, it either needed to have like the cranberry or the pineapple, but I love both.
You love
both. So it was like, whatever.
Okay.
So like my brother and I went and it was so freaking delicious. Mm-hmm. I went to work at my vegan restaurant and I texted my brother. I was like, go get another burger for me for when I get home. And he did. And it was great.
That's really nice.
The only thing I have to complain about it there is I'm a large man.
Uh-huh.
You cannot tell from my voice, I'm sure. I sound very petite. I'm not. And the seating, not great.
Okay.
It's kind of booth seating, but you can't move anything.
Yeah.
So it's a little tight squeeze. But other than that, number one.
Okay.
This week they had the Stravocado. It had like avocado and some other shit and strawberry sriracha sauce.
What?
Shut up.
Okay. Incredible. I will not shut up because I need to go there.
You need to go.
Maybe I'll go to, is there open Sundays?
I think they're closed on Sundays, just Sundays.
See, that's the problem. Sundays and Mondays, restaurants being closed.
Listen.
Is Loaded Bowl open on Mondays?
We are not open on Mondays. We just have brunch on Sundays from 11 to 3.
Yeah.
But listen, go over to Hawaii Nail. Get your nails done.
So I told Seth about the podcast whenever we were working together, and then we were talking about like where we get our nails. It was like me and another girl talking about where we get our nails, and he comes in and he's like, I love to go to Hawaii Nail. And you go to Dunkin' Donuts right across the street, and I'm like, what? Like, how do you know that? And he was like, you sit on, like, I thought you were being serious. And he was like, no, I heard it on the podcast.
I'm a hardcore like, stan. What can I say?
He's like one of the biggest fans and the number one person I wanted to get on the new season. Yes, I need to go to Paddy Wagon for sure.
For sure.
Okay.
What are your eats of the week?
Well, I just ate Simply Falafel.
Yes.
So, slay.
I've been on a Mediterranean kick.
Me too. Sure. Yeah.
Couscous, yes.
And then we went to the new Urban Agrarian in Edmond, and I picked up a large order of meats that they had like a sale going on. So I got that, and I got some yummis from there, which is a local hummus maker.
Nice. That's
awesome. So, So those are my, I guess Simply Falafel is my eat of the week. Yeah. If you live in Edmond, you got a treasure there for sure. Okay, let's go on to Grocery Gab. Where do you grocery shop? Okay. You said, so I texted you. I was like, what kind of food stuff do you want to talk about? And you said, I think I have good opinions on grocery stores.
Yeah.
So let's hear it.
Listen here. This is a Crest baby, born and raised.
Oh, me too. I'm a okay. Crest child.
I'm from Kingfisher. Shout out, Kingfisher. Just kidding. Bye.
Reverse listen, shout out.
Sharon, she don't like grocery shopping.
Okay.
So we literally like would go stock up for like 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Like we would go and spend hours in Crest going every aisle, the one in Edmond, the big one.
Uh-huh.
And we would stay like late, have carts full, those poor people mm-hmm. checking us out. And not only that, then we got home and had to unload it all. It was stupid, but mm-hmm. it's the best. I got so many deals. We literally looked, we would do that in Sam's, and we looked like we were buying stuff for like Ben. Like a concession stand at a Little League baseball tournament. That's what it looked like. Because we have a huge family, and so like
how
everyone
many
was.
People so are in there's your family? Like,
there's like. I have three siblings mm-hmm. and then two cousins that were always over and mm-hmm. their parents. And then we always had friends over. We uh-huh. have like the big house in the family. So everyone comes to our house. We have a pool.
Okay.
Shout out me.
Shout
I'm
out
I'm so rich.
In ground or above ground?
In ground.
Okay. So okay. you actually are rich.
yeah.
Okay.
So. But yeah, definitely Crest.
Crest baby.
I'm really into that. I can get down with some Winco bulk bins.
Yes.
Okay.
So did I write in my thing?
Yes, you wrote about something about Winco
I'm
late
having,
night.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I guess we can talk about this now, but I wanted to talk about my favorite places to grocery shop. So we'll I guess we need to put in the grocery gap. I'm gonna edit this out because I feel like it's really clunky.
Okay.
so I've been on some late night Winco shopping.
Okay.
So Winco on 39th Expressway, it's new, it's brand new, but the week after it opened, it looked like it had been there for a million years. like it is like, and the people that go there, it's like worse than Belle Isle Walmart.
No.
I swear to God.
Oh, Bethany, why?
It's like almost Bethany, right?
Yeah, right. Bethany right. War Acres right yeah. over there.
So my boyfriend went, and I wasn't with him, but he saw a lady flash another lady.
Shut
What? So he called me immediately, and he said some not podcast-appropriate words, but like...
Oh, my gosh. It's like the TJ Maxx of grocery stores.
What do you mean, the TJ Maxx?
Like, okay, TJ Maxx back in the day, it used to be trash, the one that I used to go to.
What? The like one in Edmond?
No, the one on, like, Northwest Expressway.
Oh, I don't go to those
like
stores.
Like, the TJ Maxx or Ross, like, that
Ross,
kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
It used to be, like, the toy aisle, I remember. Just... shit everywhere.
Well, there's not shit every... You can say shit. If Sharon's okay with it.
Yeah, she's not.
Okay. If you need me to bleep it
I
out.
I learned it from her, though. I'm okay. sure of
it. If you need me to bleep it out, I'll bleep every single thing out.
No, that's cool.
Sometimes I like to bleep out, like, if I'm talking shit about a restaurant, I'll just bleep their name.
Yeah, I'm ready for some shit talk.
Okay.
Let's talk shit. Okay, anyway, okay. Winco.
Yes, so I've been on some Winco... but late at night, so there's not a lot of people there.
Right.
And I'm wearing my headphones.
Yes. So, AirPods? Are you rich?
No, I'm not. Well, actually.
I gotta go, guys.
Shout out to me. I'm rich. No, I have the Jabra, but they're actually more expensive than the AirPods. Because
okay.
they're
bougie.
Yeah. That was my Christmas present. So okay. it was like. Pick AirPods or these, nice. And I picked those. So, because I didn't want to be like
yeah, that,
everyone else.
Yeah, for
you know?
Sure. For sure.
Yeah. So then I wanted to try the Amazon Prime Now with
yes.
Whole Foods, and that was a mistake.
No.
Everything was messed up. Like, my avocados were like not. Great, like they were rotten.
Ew.
And then my Siggy's like had like somebody had like put a knife through it.
What?
So it was like the top of it was open.
What?
So I no. called Amazon, they refunded me like, you know,
yeah.
my money, but still I'm like, I don't think I'll do that again.
Yeah, that sucks.
I know.
Their little Amazon Prime lockers are really cool though.
Okay, have you done
like,
that?
My brother did for Christmas because last year all the Christmas presents got stolen out of their apartment office.
No.
All of them. So this year he used the Amazon Prime locker. You just send it there and they like send you a code and then you go put in the code and it's like da-dunk, and one of the lockers opens and it's your stuff.
That's kind
of
cool.
Yeah, my sister like, this doesn't matter. She wanted a kalimba really bad. Do you know what those are? It's like this little wooden box and it's got little things, but it's so satisfying. If you're into satisfying, look
up
kalimbas.
If you're into
ASMR. ASMR kalimba.
How do you spell it?
K-A-L-I-M-B-A.
Kalimba instrument?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They're just really nice and soothing.
Yeah.
My sister's very into the ASMR soothing, satisfying.
So she likes the soap cutting.
Yeah, okay. For sure. Slime. She was the OG slime. Listen, whoa. We made slime way back in the day.
Well, yes.
I knew about slime a long time ago.
Now kids are like trying to sell slime. I'm like, you need to get yourself. I brought Samoas.
Are they for sharing?
They're from Judy.
Love Samoas.
They're from Judy. She made me pull over on the side of the road because she saw some Girl Scouts.
Oh my gosh.
So I had to like put my hazard lights on. And then these old people behind me were like honking at me. So I had to like whip a Yui,
really,
you know.
Funny. This little girl had her mom call the Loaded Bowl and she was like, my daughter wanted me to call and she just wanted to know if you guys wanted to buy any vegan Thin Mints to put in some of your desserts.
Aww.
For your bakery items, because we make all of our bakery items in-house fresh every day.
Yeah.
Shout out Sauter. We love them. But yeah, so we're going to get some Thin Mints and maybe have those and some
desserts. That's really
sweet. What a smart little entrepreneurial Girl Scout girl.
Is it the Girl Scout that is like the top seller?
I'm sure she will be.
So there's one from Oklahoma that is like the top in the nation.
Oh, I bet it's her.
I bet it's her too.
We wouldn't deal with anyone else.
She's calling every restaurant and being like, would you like some vegetarian Thin Mints? She's calling Cool Greens.
Yeah. So I was like, what a smart little girl.
Yeah. That is pretty smart.
But yeah, that sucks about the Amazon thing.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan.
There is another grocery store that I will not name. Oh, but
name it off air.
They have a deli section.
Uh-oh.
And they have like different labels for the different kinds of sandwiches and they have like one super huge like sub sandwich.
Yeah.
The name for it was Monster Hoagies.
Nope.
So I stole it and put it on my mood board.
Wait, you stole the picture of it?
I stole the little thing that said Monster Hoagies.
How did you do that?
Because I'm a sneaky bitch.
That's what Mike
calls me all
the time.
I saw that and I was like, Monster Hoagies? Are you kidding me? That's iconic.
What restaurant or what grocery store was it? I'll bleep.
I was so nervous. I thought every single employee was like staring at me for taking this tiny
little
sign.
They don't give
a flying.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's one of the worst places to grocery shop for sure.
For sure. Yeah.
What are your least favorite places to go?
I go there. It's close to where
I
live.
I'm gonna bleep that.
What?
I'm gonna bleep every time you say.
I go there, but it's like, it's just because it's close and kind of convenient, and they're open late, and they sell Talenti. So
okay.
That's all I grocery shop for.
But that's what you can get at Crest.
You're right. But there's not one close to me.
I know. And the best one is the Southside one.
Yeah.
And the Norman one. Mm. So I get my eyebrows done in Norman, and last time I went to Norman, I went to the Crest afterwards.
Yes.
I got a little can of wine, and I just like took the drive home.
Oh,
like I went grocery shopping, and then I got that little can. Don't arrest me, people.
If any police are listening to this, do not arrest her. Or I will
there
call the police.
There is not one police officer listening to this podcast at all.
Oh, goodness. But yeah, I don't have like a... I think that Homeland is a little overrated. Mm-hmm. I feel like their deals aren't that good.
Yeah.
They
Target
put that
sucks.
Target sucks, yeah.
Yeah. Walmart's
Walmart sucks. No, Walmart sucks. Okay. Because listen, the only one that's open 24 hours now is the one on Northwest Expressway. The rest of them close at midnight.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go grocery shopping when no one else is there, just like you do
that's
at
when
Winco.
You gotta go to Winco.
But like,
and I'm so bad at Winco because it says no sampling, but I have my hands in there like it is so bad. Yeah, I'm like, sure. I got a chocolate covered pretzel.
Yes.
I got some maple covered peanuts.
You gotta know if it's good.
Yeah, I gotta taste it.
Listen, I'm only making wise investments based on
experience.
In
2019.
Yeah.
The other thing about Winco is it's like for doomsday preppers. Did you know this?
No.
Okay, so like there's a section.
It makes sense.
For food storage. Like, big tubs and like dehydrated food. There's like a whole section for it.
Oh, my goodness.
I live for it. It's amazing.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so we're going to skip the new restaurant review because we sat here for like a good 3 minutes and we're like, we haven't been to any new restaurants. We were going to talk about Oso, but neither of us have been.
But it is crazy. I literally had not heard of it.
Uh-huh.
And then 2 weeks ago, it blew up everywhere on all of my timelines.
Wow.
So I've heard really, really, really good reviews, but I haven't tried it personally.
Okay. I haven't tried it either. I did have like a taco from them at the Coop party. But that's not like eating there, you know.
Sure.
So we're gonna skip that this time and we're gonna talk about our stint at the mall.
Okay.
So I worked at Penn Square Mall in 2010. Did I tell you this?
No.
Can you guess where I worked?
I
worked there for a year and a half.
A year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Penn Square Mall. Mm-hmm. 2010,
2011.
Okay, give me like a category of what kind of store it is.
Food.
You worked at Godiva?
Mm-mm.
Like, did you work at, like, in the food
three
court?
Three guesses. You get three guesses.
I get three guesses. Okay, it's not Godiva.
It's not Godiva.
Chick-fil-A?
No.
It's not Chick-fil-A.
No, not
is
Chick-fil-A.
Is it in the food court?
No.
Okay. Starbucks?
No. But let's talk about that Starbucks. That Starbucks is crazy.
Yeah.
Why does it take so long?
I don't know.
To get anything.
Literally, if you're not calling ahead, don't.
Don't do
please.
It. I worked at Pepperoni Grill.
Pepperoni Grill?
As a server.
What? For a year and a half? Who are you?
I didn't have a job.
Well, like, you did have a job.
I graduated college and I didn't have a job. Gotcha. So I worked there part-time and then I worked at the university part-time too. Nice. So, Pepperoni
also,
Grill.
Also, let's talk about how we were both on our university's homecoming court.
Yeah.
Neither of us won. We should have.
That was a bond that we had.
We're starting our own university, though.
Yeah. So, and we're going to be homecoming king and queen.
Yeah. For
absolutely.
Sure.
Yes, I worked at Pepperoni Grill and it was great. I gained so much weight for you. Oh my God. And I'm probably like back at the weight that I was when I worked there, but I have eaten less bread. Like, I ate, you got the bread for free and the soup.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. And I just turned 21. So they let me do like one time they put me behind the bar and like I couldn't do. This guy was like, I need a shot of tequila. I need it quick because I'm like, my wife's like in the bathroom. I was like, what? There was one lady that used to come in about once every 2 weeks, and she would go shopping.
Uh-huh.
And she was filthy rich. And I guess she didn't have a job or, like, she was bored. She would go shopping. She'd bring all her bags in, and then she would get so hammered at the Pepperoni Grill bar. Oh, my God. I loved when she came in. It was so entertaining. And she would – I wonder where she is now. Like, sometimes I think about her. She would –
she's living my best life.
One time, she was just giving out $20 bills. And
shut.
My friend Sean was like, he was like, you need to go over there. And she gave me a $20 bill. She's like, you work so hard. That was like the biggest tip I ever got there.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And he was like, I got three of them. So he just got like $60 from her. But I had a really good time working there. So when I went back this holiday season, I was like, okay, I'm back. Also wearing all black, you know, and an apron, like feeling good.
Yes.
So you worked there last holiday season?
So no, I worked there holiday 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then I stayed on until September.
Okay.
The following, like, yeah, 2016.
Yeah.
And then it was my senior year of school. Mm-hmm. I had an identity crisis, and I was like, I can't do this. And then I was like, I'm going back because I want that discount.
The discount is the best.
Yeah, so I went back for that. It was a grand old time. Won a bunch of prizes because I'm a hella seller. Okay.
Did you win a bunch of prizes this season?
Yeah, I won like 3 or 4 of the contests.
I never gave my paper. I would always.
That's why you didn't.
I always would get distracted and like do something else. The bad thing about working there is it's so small. Uh-huh. So like you can't. Ugh. This is what I was talking about like last episode. Like if you. You want people to talk to you because yeah. if nobody's talking to you, you're going to have to be doing something else
right.
or else they will get you.
Oh, it's literally when I got back. So it was like kind of stressful when I left the first time. Uh-huh. So I like was kind of scared, but I was like, it's just a month. I yeah. can do anything for a month.
Yeah.
So I was like on the floor and I'm like, oh God, I'm not talking to anyone. Someone talk to me, please, please. I'm going to get in trouble. And then I looked at all the other holiday hires and they were just like sitting there and I was like, oh, I'm fine.
And it's like people come in, they're like...
But you do have to stay busy there. They are yeah, intense.
They are so... And then I'm thinking about like a place like Williams-Sonoma. There's so many places to hide. Mm-hmm. Like you could just hide.
Yeah.
And not work.
Not unless. Not
unless.
Were you a big boy like me unless...
You can't hide.
Sorry if that was too loud for your ears. Headphone warning afterwards. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's
hot,
like
it's hot in there.
It's very hot.
Oh my God.
So there's one vent by the gifts.
By the gift wall. Yes.
And I would be like, like.
Yeah, but then when Farah was there, it was like, nope. That was her corner.
You best get out of yeah. my corner. Listen, now.
I sold so many gifts. Holiday was the best.
Yeah.
I won like $50 skincare regimen.
Oh my gosh.
I won.
Did you
cookies.
Win the Godiva? The Godiva moisturizer?
No.
Remember
the
that
gorgeous
day?
One?
Oh, yeah, gorgeous.
No, that was some other girl.
Oh.
I don't know who she was. Oh. I saw her like 4 times, and then she called in the rest.
Oh, okay.
So many people called in. Oh, my God. If y'all are going to be holiday workers at any point in your life, I know that this is not your main priority, but please go to work. Oh, my God.
I called
God.
In twice, and it was like the week of Christmas.
Oh, my God. Were you sick?
Yes, I was.
Were you sick?
I was mentally sick. Okay. Like, I was like, I don't have any, like,
yeah.
give left in
there
me.
There were so many days where I was like, oh, I could just call in. I was like, no, some mm-hmm. other bitch beat me to it. Yeah. I know it.
Yes. You had to call right at 7 a.m. when
oh,
they
yes,
got there.
Yes.
Yeah. So, working at the mall, there's, like, some hacks.
Yeah.
One of them, and I don't think you knew about this. Like, did I tell you about Lolly and Pops?
Yes, yes.
So Lolly and Pops is a candy store in the mall. Think like Candyopolis, but like more weird.
Yeah.
Like,
so but like it has a gimmick, like a 50s gimmick.
I don't know. It is.
They wear really weird.
They wear
outfits.
Really weird outfits. And the store itself is very weird because you walk in, it's all wood, so it's kind of dark.
Yeah, it is.
And
dark.
There's like a candy counter with like some mirrors, and it's like kind of an odd vibe. And then it
it's
gets
like a
really
circus vibe? I don't know.
It gets really narrow.
Yeah.
And there's like 2 little rooms and then there's like it's like a T shape.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
But then all the candy is in bins, so they have to have employees like watching you cuz you could easily go in just like eat some candy, which I had have done. you know me, you know.
Of course.
So they have 10% off for mall employees. And then they have this little deal where you get a jar and you put all your candy in it and you just smush it down.
And you buy the jar one time.
You buy the jar one time and then the refills are like $8 or something.
Yeah, and you shove
You shove
stuff
the
in
gummy
there.
Bears
you,
down.
Yeah. You fit as much as you can.
The chocolate covered gummy bears were my jam.
Yeah, I wasn't sure, but then you bought me some and they were so good.
Yes, they were really, really good.
They were good.
So that's one tip if you are into candy.
Yes.
And at the mall a lot.
For sure.
You also got a discount. I think at Annie Ann's you got like a yeah. large drink for $1.
Mm-hmm.
I would always get lemonade and then I'd be like, this is bad.
Really?
Their lemonade is not tart at all. It's no, just not like tart. Super sweet.
If you're into sweet and just sugar like me, it was good.
I would be getting that Annie Ann's on my breaks, and then I'd be sitting in the massage chair. Yes, yes. Hit that massage button, eat my Annie Ann's, go back to work. I didn't like the tea place, even though you get like a discount.
Oh, I never went.
You have a 15-minute break. And this is one thing that I learned, because I've been in the corporate world for a while. You get one 15-minute break per 5 hours mm-hmm. that you work. That's not a lot.
No.
I'm like, I couldn't even get to Annie Ann's.
Oh, no. And if there's a line.
No. Nope. Oh, over. Nope. It's over. Nope.
There's not like, we don't have like a back room at Ella. We. I don't work
there. We don't work there anymore.
Not a back room. So if you're in there, talk to the people that work there because they have to. Yeah. They're not like trying to like get in your space. We're just doing their job.
We're not earning commission at all.
Not earning commission. And like, let them put stuff on your skin. You'll feel good.
Yeah.
Buy some stuff.
Yeah.
Stay in or out. Yes. Okay. You're going to ruin conversion. It's like your mom whenever you're growing up. Stay in or out. In or out. You're letting their out.
Yeah.
Same thing at Lush. Okay.
Yes. Tips on going to Lush as a customer. Those are our tips.
Yeah.
Yes.
Main tip, just like let them talk to you. It can be overwhelming, but if you have that one person that's mm-hmm. hanging out with you, they'll get you through the whole story. They'll get you through it.
Let's talk about mall food court for a second.
Forget it.
What do you mean?
I'm just over it. You're it's over too it. Crazy.
Well,
and it's more expensive there than anywhere else. But the Euro place, they they're family owned. They're so nice. They literally will strike up a conversation with you every single time. They're so nice.
And the like deal, like the meals mm-hmm. there are not expensive.
No.
And they're fast. They're mm-hmm. efficient. It's good food.
Yeah.
Like I would get their meals there.
For sure.
The other place that I want to tell you about is Mr. Pan, which is the new bubble tea place. Did you ever go up to the food court? I guess I worked a lot.
Well, no, I went to the food court, but where is it?
It's like on the side. You know where the
little convenience store is?
No, it's like on the way opposite side.
Okay.
It's like by Sephora. So there's like a little stand. It's like a little bubble tea place.
Oh.
And I would go on my 30-minute break. So if you work 8 hours, you get one 30-minute break that's not paid.
Right.
And it would be like 27 minutes and they weren't done with my drink yet. Like,
oh my God.
Forever, but it was so good.
Yeah, that's the worst.
It was a cute little bubble tea place. So if you guys go to Penn Square Mall and we'll take
all the good pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. But other than the dog thing, because we do take him a lot, I don't mm-hmm. sleep well when I travel.
Oh, so okay. Okay.
By the end of it, I'm usually just like,
kind of
get me home. Yeah. And just
slangery.
Yeah.
Definitely just certain comforts that are hard to find. You know, airports make that tough. And, mm-hmm. you know, different things. Moving around a lot, I think, in different places. But yeah, it's all worth it, but definitely makes it something that we do. You know, mm-hmm. we're pretty strategic in how we space out trips and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We need to come home and just kind of decompress
mm-hmm.
time, you know, what, and anytime it's kind of a bigger or longer trip.
Yeah. Do you, how do you budget for your travels? Cause traveling is expensive. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people talk about like traveling on, you know, whatever type of budget. How do you guys mm-hmm. do that?
Yeah, I think we try to be pretty resourceful with it. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, last year and into this year, we've done a lot of travel that's been like road trip travel.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're not having to pay for the cost of a flight. We've used Airbnb a lot where mm-hmm. we always compare hotels with Airbnb and trying to find the best rate and mm-hmm. see what's going on there. You know, if one of us is traveling for work, we try to extend that mm-hmm. travel sometimes.
So there's Boz.
Yeah.
And
he's like the king of shop dogs.
Right. And Boz is like,
I took my mom there the other day and she goes, don't you think he would be happier on a farm?
I'm like, no, and I was thinking, nothing bothers
him. He seems pretty happy here.
Yeah. I remember when the car, you can swipe right.
Oh, so is this next door?
That's in shop mode.
Yes. I love this dog.
Simba.
Who is this?
That's Lucy.
Oh, she is so cute.
And that's at Chirps and Cheers.
I didn't know they had a shop dog.
Yes. I think that the lady that is running it now is new, and maybe that's her dog. But yes, they are adorable and the best, and I love dogs. So this is, these are taken with my new, I got a Sony A6000 camera. So I had been thinking about it for about a year, and I was like, I'm going to try to take better pictures. So I tried to take better pictures on my phone for about a year, and then finally I was like, okay, I'm going to get a nice camera. So yes, so we love dogs. You have a dog. You have two dogs.
Yeah.
You have Dottie.
As of this morning, I have two dogs.
Dottie and Taco.
So I have a dog named Dottie. She's a little terrier rescue. Mm-hmm. She was a stray dog. I've had her for 5 years, and she has her own hashtag. So go to Dottie B-O-K-C.
Yeah.
And then a couple months ago, I started talking about getting another dog.
Okay.
But I told my family I was going to wait until after the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And after June 26th, which was my primary, the next morning, I was on the phone with my mom. And my birthday was 2 days before the primary.
Okay.
So I was on the phone with my mom. We were talking about my birthday. She said, well, I have your gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, tell me what it is. Tell me.
Yeah.
And she goes, it's a puppy.
And I was like, who doesn't want a puppy for their birthday? Come again?
And she said, I've had him for 3 weeks and I haven't told you. So my mom took it into her own hands to go out and get me a dog. And so I just went and picked him up yesterday because I couldn't, there's no way I could have another dog during the runoff campaign.
Yeah.
Because that was just nutso.
Yeah.
So my mom has kept him at her house for 3 months. Which has been really nice because she did all his shots and all that stuff. So his name
Like potty trained him a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. His name is Taco.
And he's adorable.
He is a Chiweenie.
Wait, I really like these. Does this mean I like parsnips?
Maybe. They're okay. They're a little sweet at the end.
Yeah, they're sweet. That's what I was going to say.
It's like a sweet potato chip, kind of.
I like Coyote's sweet potato chips.
Let me try another
better.
I would probably... Dash those in salt, but I mean, I think they're good.
I'm gonna try it with the dip.
Yeah, ooh, good call.
Anything's good with that crack dip.
Yeah.
Good?
That's great. So
maybe I'll try.
You just have the dip.
Yeah.
And you can eat these and it'd be fun.
Just healthier. A little bit healthier with all that sour cream in.
It says on the bag that these are close cousins to carrots. Oh. And the roots are naturally sweet when
I love carrots.
They're crunchy and delicious. So this is from Trader Joe's. Who knows where they source their chips from? You know,
I don't know.
That's
Trader Joe's has some interesting stuff. There.
Yeah, yeah. So that's why I got the honey butter. I'm very excited about these.
I love honey butter. Whataburger, honey butter, chicken biscuits.
2 a.m. stop.
I had one last weekend actually for the first
you
time.
Did.
Okay, plantain chips.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
We'll see. I'm gonna have to compare these to Eddie's.
I'm gonna have to do two. One in the dip. One the dip is
so good.
The dip is very good.
Oh, that's a big one. I don't want that big.
Eddie, your plantain chips are way better than these.
They're okay.
They're
okay. I feel like I'm eating some mint.
Okay.
I'm eating some mint. They're so hard.
Hashtag Whole30. It really is.
I've never done Whole30.
It's really, that's what it's like. Yeah, those are really hard.
These are rock hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not my favorite.
Not a big fan. No. Okay. Nope.
With the dip.
The dip is good.
Yeah.
Let's try it. No, dip makes everything great.
Okay. Oh. It's literally like cheese, way bacon, better. And sour cream.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go for this last one here. Yeah. The honey butter. Oh. It's like I can't open it. Trader Joe's, you failed me.
I don't want them to explode everywhere. Oh, there we go.
It's coming. I'll edit all that out.
Okay. They smell good?
Yeah. Okay, so now we're tasting the honey butter.
Oh, these are softer. These remind me of like...
These are an actual chip.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, these are an actual chip.
You don't like them?
These are... They kind of remind me of a sweet sour cream and onion chip.
Mm-hmm.
So I like them.
I like them. I like them. So sour cream and onion were like my go-to sleepover chip.
Yes.
That was like, that was like what we'd eat for sleepovers. Okay, so I would say the top out of those is the honey butter because they're like actual chips. Yeah. Parsnip chips were decent.
I like parsnip chips.
And then the plantain chips were a no-go.
Yeah.
And no, there's two types of plantain chips at Trader Joe's. Mm-hmm. I usually buy the purple bag, but I bought this bag because I had never tried it before.
Yeah.
Not my fave.
Now you know why you buy the purple.
I know why I buy the purple bag.
Don't want cement in your teeth.
Okay. Well, we are at time, so I'm going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
If there's what... Let me tell the people how they can follow you.
Yeah.
Chipstagram.
Chipstagram. It's just like Instagram, ChipStagram OKC.
Mm-hmm.
That's us. Or if you follow one of us, Allie Cat Dodson, Elizabeth Norton, you were tagged in all the OKC chips.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
Just
follow us on Insta.
Follow us. We follow back. Mm-hmm. So we always like to
They'll hit you with that follow back.
Yeah,
we give you that extra like, though.
Yeah.
We'll go through spam all your pictures if you want.
Sometimes I do that and I'm like, I don't know Instagram strategy. This is what I'm like trying to learn because when I started doing OKC Over Easy, I started like hot with Twitter. Like I would write everything on Twitter and I didn't get an Instagram until like a year and a half into the podcast.
Yeah.
So it was like, I'm still trying to figure out like, what's the strategy? Do I just go to people's pages and like a ton of shit or like what?
I think it's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
I think it is too. These random bloggers will just go and follow like all your pics.
But then unfollow you.
Right. And I'm like, I'm not going to follow you back when you're doing that.
Yeah. So follow them. It's a good quality follow. They'll hit you with that follow back and they'll hit you with the extra like. If you have any chip suggestions, you can send them to Chipstagram.
Please send us your suggestions.
You can also send them to me and I can send them to them.
Send us your pics too if you have any good.
Yeah. We love out of state chips as well.
Okay.
So we've had a few friends who were in San Antonio and then she was in Denver. And so we love getting.
You got those chips.
Actually, just really fast. My friend in San Antonio had Nutella potato chips, like potato chips covered in Nutella.
Are they good?
She said they were the best thing she's ever eaten.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah. Well, I've had a chocolate chip potato chip or a chocolate covered potato chip.
Yeah. So I don't know. Anyway.
Okay.
That's that.
Yeah. Follow them. As always, you can follow OKC Over Easy at OKC Over Easy on Facebook, on Twitter and on Instagram, and you can go to OKCOverEasy.com to find the latest episode and SoundCloud.com/OKCOverEasy to find all of the episodes and on iTunes as well. So thank you guys for coming in.
Thanks.
We're
going to
chat out on these chips for a while, and we will see you guys next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thanks.